Greetings and good day. This is Krista Henry for CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7. It's great to be with you. The COVID-19 pandemic has had a profound impact on how people live their lives. How we work, shop, conduct business, and experience entertainment have been transformed. As we continue to emerge from long periods of lockdowns, community members are trying to reignite the passion for coming together again, for events that bring people together in a real way. One event hoping to do just that is the Uptown Waterloo Night Market, taking place every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. in the Communitech Data Hub parking lot. The open-air event brings together local venues to bring a sense of community back to Uptown Waterloo. Speaking with me today is Tracy Van Kalsbeek, Executive Director of Uptown Waterloo Business Improvement Area.
And tell us a little bit about the Waterloo Night Market. For those who have never been, what's the experience like? How did it get started? Any information that you can give us about it?
Yeah, thanks for asking the question. So last year, Krista, we started a market in Uptown to kind of play into the vibrancy that was happening in Uptown Waterloo last year, and also our thought was to provide a safe way for people to be able to come back to Uptown Waterloo, because we were in the pandemic last year like we are this year, and providing a safe way in which to do so. And then hopefully they would stick around and come to the market and stick around and check out some of the other places nearby, or vice versa. If they were nearby, they saw the market, you know, they could check it out as well. So we actually had planned to do a market regardless, and that was before we ever knew a pandemic was coming. And but it did play in well nicely for us to be able to kind of do that placemaking. So with this summer, we decided to kind of tweak the market. Last year, we hosted it on Willis Way, which was closed last year. The city had closed it for active transportation. And this year, the roadway didn't get closed. But one thing that did get closed was the Dominion Lane. And we have partnered with Communitech and borrowing their back parking lot, which is right there at the end of Dominion Lane. It spills out into it, and we're hosting a night market. Because one of the cool things that are happening right now are we've got like 50-plus patios, and the nightlife in Uptown is really kicking it up. And so we thought a night market, let's try a night market. It might make sense and really tie into that nighttime vibrancy.
Okay, and when is the event, and like what's the timing and the exact location?
Yeah, so we had planned to start it on July 15th, and we are hosting it every Thursday evening from 7 to 10. July 15th, I don't know if you remember, that was a couple of weeks ago, we had severe thunderstorms that evening, so we weren't able to host it. So our first one ended up being last Thursday. And I can tell you it went really, really well. We were so happy. We had, I think, 18 vendors, and we had over 700 people had showed up. And, you know, we adhere to all public health guidelines. We work closely with them during the whole planning process. And so, you know, making sure that people are keeping safe when they're at the market, and so many people are allowed in at a certain time, very similar to as what you would see at the Kitchener Market or the St. Jacob's Market. And we had people lined up all the way down the street. You know, it was so great to see. People are really wanting things to do right now. And, you know, doing them outside, people tend to feel safer with all safety protocols put in place.
Okay. And how long is it taking place for?
Right now, we're planning to do it until at least the end of September, and that's all weather permitting, of course. We did try a fall market last year, and I think we were able to host it once in the month of October, just due to weather. So we'll see. We'll play it by ear. Hopefully, you know, we've had a lot of rain, you know, this first half of the summer. Maybe the next half of the summer won't be so wet, and we'll play with us. And yeah, so right now the plan is at least till the end of September.
Okay, and what are some of the vendors like, or the people who are there with their products and their businesses?
Yeah, so we have some vendors are actual businesses from Uptown Waterloo, some local artisans, but we also have other food vendors. Most of them are local from Waterloo region. We have different artisans, clothing, jewelry, all sorts of different things. So we actually have quite a list of vendors this year, which has been amazing. And so our plan is to kind of rotate folks through. So each week that you come to the market will be unique, because you'll have different vendors. Some will, you know, coming back periodically throughout, but it won't always be the same ones when you show up each week.
And how did you go about getting some of these people? Was it just like a call out to the community and the response was pretty strong?
Yeah, you're talking about the vendors. Yes. We did a call out. We had vendors that we had worked with last year. And so, of course, we had gone out to them as well. And the community at large through social media and through some PR work that we also did as well, letting people know that we had some spots open. We've actually had to since close down our vendor sign-up list because we have so many at this point and quite a wait list, which is a great place to be. And, you know, hopefully next year when we do a market, you know, we can make it that much bigger, that much better, maybe more nights. And we just did a basic call out to the community and letting them know that we're looking for vendors.
And what's the feedback from the vendors like? Were they appreciative to be able, especially after such a long lockdown period, to be out and about?
Yes, I think that's exactly it, Krista. With so many vendors that were interested in signing up, a lot of them, they just want to get out there. You know, they're just like, they're small businesses too. And just like our businesses in Uptown, they love what they do. They're very passionate about it. And so they want to be out there and interacting with their customers and doing what they love.
And I know you said the response from the community was pretty strong. Is this something that you expect to follow through all the way until September? Like, what's the vibe from them? Did they think they felt safe coming there?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. And like I mentioned earlier, people are looking for things to do, and doing them outside helps them to feel safer, especially with where things are at with Waterloo Region right now and step three. And so my hopes are that it will continue to grow and that more people will continue to come out and check out our local vendors. And, you know, what a great way, again, to support local. And I know that that's a message that has really resonated with people in our community throughout the whole pandemic, that they really want to support small business. And what a great way to do it.
Yeah. And I know you briefly touched on some of the safety protocols, but for someone listening right now who might want to know a little bit more about that, could you give us a bit of an explanation of some of the things that you have set in place?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are limited with the number of vendors that we have because there has to be a certain distance between each vendor tent. And then you'll be asked to walk in a certain path. And we do have folks that are monitoring people coming in and leaving because, again, we're only allowed a certain amount based on social distancing. So we're keeping track of all of that information. So, if you show up and there's a line, we ask people to wait patiently and, you know, with social distancing in between. And we had that last week. And, you know, everybody was really great and they didn't mind waiting a bit to be able to get in to see the market. And we have hand sanitizer. Our vendors have been asked to have a separate space for when people are paying for their items. And most of them, I think pretty much all of them have point of sale purchasing, that type of thing. So you can use your debit or credit card and whatnot just to help limit the, you know, touching things and, reminders for folks to social distance and that kind of thing. But everybody, you know, we all know what we're doing now at this point. So everybody's pretty good about following all those protocols. But the basic thing is that, you know, we have an entrance and exit. We ask people to line up if there's a bit of a wait, and just the social distancing and wearing the masks too.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention that one. That's number one. Everybody that's in the market.
Okay. And why do you think events like this is so important to the community?
I think it's a way to help welcome people back into, to Uptown Waterloo, but just back into some feeling of normalcy, of being able to get back out and experience their community. And, I think, I mentioned all of the patios that we have and what's happening in Uptown Waterloo. And I believe that markets and laneway closures like what we've done with Dominion Lane and with Princess Street, where we can have outdoor patios, they all add to vibrancy. And that's what people love. And that's what people, they're looking for that. And they're looking for that in their core areas. So I think that night markets like this are super important.
Okay. And is this something that we can hopefully see happening again next year?
Well, we haven't yet started planning for next year, but I think, we'll see. We'll continue to monitor how things go this summer with the night market, because haven't heard of another night market happening in Waterloo region. You know, they happen in other communities. You know, we have our awesome St. Jacob's Market and our Kitchener Market on Saturdays. Like, those are fantastic, but we don't really have a night market. So yeah, we'll monitor. We've already polled our vendors the first week, and you know, we got really amazing feedback from them, and you know, they're so positive about being involved. And we'll likely at the very end also then poll visitors and just to get their thoughts and whatnot. But my hopes would be that we'll continue some type of a market in future years.
Yeah. I know a lot of people I've spoken to, they're a little bit hesitant about going out right now. And it's just kind of really strange to be back around so many people again. Have you seen that with the people in the community? Or do you think that, as you said, they are just eager to be out and just experience the community once again?
Yeah, I would say that we have both. And for those people that are hesitant, absolutely, I can understand that. And you may not want to do something inside, but maybe you wouldn't mind doing something outside where you feel a little bit safer, which is why we're doing it in open air and that kind of thing. But hopefully, as time goes on, more people will, you know, and more vaccines and the rapid screens that are out there, helping to keep people safe, I think, and you know, more people hopefully will come out and attend.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Tracy. I hope you have the best of luck for the rest of the events.
Thanks so much. Yeah, and if you get a chance, we'd love to have you drop by.
I will try. Thank you.
That was Tracy Van Kalsbeek, Executive Director of Uptown Waterloo Business Improvement Area. The Uptown Waterloo Night Market takes place every Thursday night at the Communitech Data Hub parking lot starting at 7 p.m. I also spoke to a local Waterloo resident, Sarah, to find out how she feels about going back to being an active member of the community through attending local events.
Okay, so we're here talking with Sarah, a local resident from Waterloo region, and we're talking about events during COVID or as we ended lockdown now and people are going out for the summer to see how Sarah is feeling about going out around the region. So Sarah, how do you feel about going to events during the summer?
As of right now, I don't feel that comfortable going out. As vaccination rates do go up, I will start to feel a little bit more comfortable. Also, given the capacity limits of each event as well. Right now, I only feel comfortable going around with close family and friends. Have not expanded my circle as much. Have not ventured off into the public events and openings as well. I haven't been in the mall since probably last time it was open, so it's been about a couple of months. I don't feel comfortable also going to like the movie theaters due to their safety measures they have in place. In terms of events, I'm not too sure what the safety measures are, and I don't feel very comfortable going at the time.
Okay, so you mentioned going to family events. Are these open air, or they're indoor, or they usually have a lot of people?
My family is quite large, so we do have events. They're typically a mix of indoor and outdoor, depending on the weather. So sometimes we have been rained on, so it has been an all-indoor event. However, we do have larger houses here, so where I live. So we do have different levels and different groups of people that we go to as well. So it is quite spread out. I don't think I'll be comfortable to go into a smaller house with a lot of people at this time. Family I'm okay with, but other people, random people, I don't feel comfortable at this time.
Okay. Is there anything that an organizer could do, or like these places that you mentioned, is there anything that they could do to make you feel more safe about going out?
I think it's also very hard for promoters and organizers to have a lot of safety measures in place. Yes, they can have them in place, but are they enforcing it? I don't think so. Are people following it? I don't think so as well, especially when you mix a little bit of alcohol in there. I don't think a lot of people like to listen regularly, so telling them what to do in that situation, I don't think people will be very complicit to that.
Okay. And how do you feel that this has affected you in the last 15 months or so of COVID, not being able to go out and feel like you're a part of a community?
I feel very blessed to have my family, I would say that. But as terms of seeing my friends, I have reduced the amount of times I've seen my friends because of the environment that we do typically go to. We do typically go to events or restaurants and stuff like that. I don't feel comfortable going, and neither do my friends. So we actually haven't really been seeing each other as often as we are. So my social life with family is good, I would say, but with my friends is not where it used to be.
Yeah.
Prior to COVID.
And do you feel a loss of community from that?
I do. I feel like I can't support my local community in the sense of going to restaurants, supporting businesses, and supporting local events as well.
Okay. And do you think that if we continue for another long period, even into the fall, without any more lockdowns and with the numbers being steady, that you will feel a little bit safer given time?
Yes, I think given time and vaccination rates going up and potentially us going into a new step, considered step four, where there are people more vaccinated, fully vaccinated, that is, I'll feel more comfortable going out into public events in the community.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sarah, for speaking with me today.
No problem.
Sarah is a Waterloo resident who understandably expressed hesitancy in returning to pre-COVID life by attending community functions. The event industry affects millions of people's livelihoods, builds community, and helps to drive innovation. Events are vital in the country's economic recovery and the mental wellness of countless community members. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news and other stories commissioned under the Local Journalism Initiative at canada-info.ca. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. My name is Krista Henry for CKMS Radio. Thank you and have a great day.